I am a doctor. And I've spent 30 years helping and saving patients. I never thought that I would spend 10 years of my life investigating how doctors killed innocent human beings.
My name is Wang Zhiyuan. I got my medical degree from the 4th Military Medical University, Aviation Medical Department. After graduation, I had a long career in aviation medicine. I was a chief aviation physician and served as a board member of the editorial committee of the Military Aviation magazine in China. I was also a member of the first National Military Medicine Committee in China after the Cultural Revolution. I came to the United States in 1995 and started doing research in cardiovascular disease in the Harvard School of Public Health.
On March 9th, 2006, a news report changed Wang Zhiyuan's life. According to two Chinese news outlets in the U.S., the Epoch Times and NTD TV, two witnesses had testified there was a concentration camp in Sujiatun, China. Thousands of Falun Gong practitioners were imprisoned there, and their organs were harvested by doctors.
My ex-husband and I worked in this hospital from 1999 to 2004. I want to apologize on behalf of my ex-husband because he was a neurological surgeon who had harvested organs from these Falun Gong practitioners. I heard from my ex-husband that most of them had strong bodies. When their organs were harvested, they still had breath. After their organs were harvested, their bodies were thrown directly to the incinerator without any trace left. My ex-husband made requests not to perform these kinds of surgeries, but he was not allowed to make this decision.
After I saw this report, I was shocked. It was very serious. I was not entirely convinced. It was beyond my common sense as a human being. This was too serious, and the scale was too big. She said, only in Sujiatun, there were 6,000 imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Annie's husband was a doctor, and he himself harvested corneas from more than 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners. At the time, the main members of the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong gathered together to discuss what we could do. We all thought that we should take time to investigate this matter without our minds being set. Whether we understood it or not, we should not make any conclusions based on our own opinions. We started our investigations.
In 2003, Wang Zhiyuan and his fellows founded an organization, World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, WOIPFG, with the purpose to investigate and to expose the facts of the persecution against the Falun Gong practitioners in China. Jiang Zemin, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party's Central Committee, launched the persecution against Falun Gong in July 1999. There were more than 70 million people practicing Falun Gong in China at that time, according to the statistics from the Chinese government. The number of Falun Gong practitioners arrested quickly reached 5,000 in the first few months of the persecution, based on the reports by major international media. Even though WOIPFG had previously done many investigations on the persecution, including various ways of torture and inhuman treatments. But forced organ harvesting was something never heard of until then.
So that night, we called a hospital in Sujiatun. We didn't get much information from the doctors and nurses. We talked to them, but didn't get much from them. Then we called the boiler room. And the workers in the boiler room said that they burnt corpses there. And there were quite a few, males and females. They said they picked up earrings, jewelry, watches, etc. from them. We were deeply shocked. We were first shocked by what we heard at the beginning, but still, no evidence was presented. Then, we heard that the boiler room may be involved in cleaning up the evidence and the corpses, which suggested a huge problem. In my experiences, I have never heard any hospitals burning corpses in boiler rooms. Usually, there are morgues in hospitals, and corpses would be sent to funeral homes for cremation. But I'd never heard of any hospital that would do it in a boiler room, which really served as a wake-up call to me. This organ harvesting might be real. However, we were still not completely sure.
Upon the preliminary investigation, Wang Zhiyuan and his team decided to start investigating hospitals conducting organ transplants in China. From 2006 to 2007, posing as patients' families seeking transplant opportunities, they called and interviewed 23 hospitals. They were mainly looking to see if there were organs from Falun Gong practitioners. The results were overwhelming. Subject: doctor in Shanghai Fudan University, Zhongshan Hospital Transplant Center. Time: March 16th, 2006. Subject: Director Song, Tianjin First Hospital. Time: March 15th, 2006.
宋主任吧，哎，我把，然后他那个医生跟他讲，就是说这个肾源挺好的，就是说那个他练功，练什么功？练法轮功，身体都比较好嘛，练功就想。你要给他这么一个。这种情况，我们也有这种所谓的叫，都是有呼吸或者有心跳的一些工具，我们会有，我们也会有，这个我们可能大概有。
One interview impressed me the most. It was a person named Chen Qiang, who was the contact person for kidney transplants in the PLA 307 hospital in Beijing, Fengtai District. I did the phone interview myself. I was in contact with him for about a month. I called him many times, posing as a patient's family member. He was very direct. He said that they operated as a chain from the government, police department, to the prisoners in dealing with Falun Gong organs. So I asked him directly, how could he make sure those were Falun Gong practitioners? He answered, the higher level will provide you documentation. Do you understand?
Subject: Chen Qiang, the kidney transplant contact person from PLA 307 Hospital. Time: April through May 2007.
你这个东西呢，你怎么确定他是法轮功学员？这一点你了解过吗？
怎么确定法轮功学员？到时候我们这边投上面有人给你出现资料，知道吗？哦，他会出资料给你，这没法接。哦，那好，那你因为我现在给你，他人家有资料，我个人简历什么资料都有。哦，那好，但还有一个问题，我们有跟你说吧，我跟你说白了，我这边呢，全部都是，我们这边也是通了关系，上面有上面的人，知道吗？像这些资料都不你收，我都拿给你，知道吗？那好。
It was said that the early few years after the persecution started, many Falun Gong practitioners went to appeal to the Chinese government. They were put into prisons, but they refused to disclose their names and addresses. It was very possible that their organs were harvested. Chen Qian said, "Do you know what I mean? These organs are from people related to the year 2003. We had no names of those people, but only had their assigned names."
他们这些呢，前些年因为法轮功学员上访没报姓名的，他们偷偷关起来了。这些没有登记，也没注册。像这里面，像这里面的也很正常，知道吗？他就没留，我跟你说，他这里面没留下姓名，他都留代号，你明白吗？对对对。他的像这些，你不留姓名的，全部代号，我这个比你明白，全部都有代号留档案，知道吗？哦，这样的，那他。
光有代号的话，那应该还有真实名字的档案也是在里面了，对不对？
真实名字查不出来的话，他只能留在代号，知道吗？还有根据那个手印儿，个人的手印儿，他根据那个来，知道吗？那就等于是把他们这些人编了号，关起来了，对不对？
那肯定的，你像那些，他不编号，那到时候不乱套了吗？什么根据都没有，那哪行啊？这个人。
I interviewed this person in 2007. The organ harvesting issue was an open secret at that time. You can think about it, how severe this issue was. That's why I felt very depressed. From his tone, I felt he did this as a regular routine business, and they did this with a large amount of organs, each clearly priced. When I talked to him, he asked for 230,000 Chinese yuan for one kidney. To make him believe me, I told him I will pay 250,000 yuan for it. When those doctors responded to our interviews, they answered so normally and so directly, especially in their earlier investigations. Some doctors, for example, the doctor from Shanghai Changzheng Hospital, just directly stated that their organs were all harvested from this type of people, Falun Gong practitioners. Of course, after we released some of our investigation reports, later, some hospitals dared not directly say it anymore.
Southern Weekly, one of the popular newspapers in China published by the CCP Guangdong office, published an article in March 2010 titled, "The Maze of Organ Donation, Organs Source Unknown." The article said, year 2000 was a milestone year for organ transplants in China. In 2000, there were 10 times more liver transplants than in 1999. This number again tripled in 2005. If the data was correct, this meant that the annual liver transplant number increased by 30 times within 6 short years. This was a horrible increase. So what's the actual situation? Wang Zhiyuan and his team began their investigation. They calculated the number of hospitals that conducted organ transplants in China through an internet search. They also counted the number of liver and kidney transplants based on the statistics from the Chinese government. They came to shocking conclusions.
After 1999, the organ transplant quantity in China explosively increased from two perspectives. One was the total number of the hospitals doing organ transplants. Before 1999, there were only 19 hospitals that could transplant organs. The number of hospitals was increased by more than 20 times to more than 500 hospitals in 2005. Another one was the total number of liver transplants. There were only 135 liver transplants in total for the 20 years prior to 1999. For the 8 years between 1991 and 1998, there were a total of 78 cases of liver transplants. However, from 1999 to 2006, it's 14,085. The number multiplied by more than 180 times. What would you call an explosive increase? This is an explosive increase.
The explosive increase of organ transplants in China had gradually made international impact. In February 2006, Phoenix Weekly published an article reporting that the number of foreigners who came to China for organ transplants dramatically increased after 2002. The article said, based on the investigation of South Korea Organ Transplant Association, in 1999, 2000, and 2001, the number of Koreans who went to China for organ transplantation were only 2, 1, and 4, respectively. But starting from 2002, the number dramatically increased. The report cited a Korean director in a Beijing organ transplantation center. There are about 70 to 80 Koreans accepting organ transplantation in big hospitals in Tianjin, Beijing, Shanghai, and Hangzhou every month. Plus, those accepting organs in middle or small hospitals, there are about 1,000 Koreans receiving organs in China every year. Furthermore, Koreans started a trend to go to China to receive organ transplants worldwide. Patients from Japan, Malaysia, India, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, as well as the US and Canada, all flocked to China for transplants. How can a country's organ transplantation industry explode in just a few years? This is indeed a frightening matter. As Dr. Wang puts it, this is not like textiles being processed, which can be done by working overtime to increase the amount of production. This is an increase of human organs, one organ at a time. So where did these organs come from? In November 2005, the World Health Organization held a Western Pacific Regional Conference in the Philippines. Huang Jiefu, at the time the Deputy Ministry of China's Ministry of Health, was at the conference and for the first time said that China's transplanted organs mostly came from death row inmates. Only a few months later, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs overturned Huang Jiefu's words. On March 28, 2006, the spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Qin Gong, emphatically said during a routine press conference that using death row inmates for organ transplants was very rare. Then, April 10, 2006, the spokesman for the Ministry of Health, Mao Chunan, said during the ministry's routine press conference that the major sources of organ transplants in China come from voluntary donation from citizens. Within 2 years, these Communist Party officials said conflicting things on different occasions. They said organs came from death row inmates. Then they denied it. Then they said the organs were donated. Then what is the actual truth?
Huang Jiefu once publicly stated that the number of kidney transplants was 5,500 to 10,000. They publicly admitted that there was about 10,000 cases each year for liver and kidney transplants.
Since 2007, death row inmates can only be executed upon review and approval by the Supreme People's Court. So in each year, how many death row inmates will China's Supreme People's Court review? According to an article on China's QQ.com titled, Data from Death Row Inmates You Should Know. From July 2, 2013 to September 30, 2014, China Judgment's website published 152 death penalty cases. Among them, 147 cases were approved and 5 cases were not approved to apply the death penalty. In total, 165 criminals were approved to receive the death penalty. The report emphasized that the data source was from China Judgment's website, which is the official website of China's Supreme People's Court. If the Supreme People's Court statistics are correct, then from July 2013 to September 2014, there were only 165 death row inmates executed in China. According to CCP state-owned media reports from 2015, China will stop using organs from death row inmates completely and use only donated organs. So what is the current state of organ donations in China today? Yangtze Evening News is a municipal evening newspaper with the largest circulation in China. A report by Yangtze Evening News on February 25, 2011, after becoming one of the first 10 cities with experimental organ donation systems in places since March of 2011, Nanjing City, Jiangsu Province, did not receive a single voluntary organ donation. In the last 20 years, there were only 3 people who donated organs. In order to understand the organ donation status in 2015, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong conducted a phone interview of the Red Cross organ donation agencies in Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, and other large cities in China from December 6 through the 17th, 2015. Subject: Employee of Beijing Red Cross. Time: December 6, 2015.
您是那个北京那个是红十字会是吧？对对对，我们就是值班的人员。哦，哎，我想问一下，就是因为我那个是有一个亲戚吧，要做那个移植啊，那医院都说那个就是红十字会啊，就是说你们这边就是说有都是这边捐的哈，我就想问一下，那我们在这边红十字会这里哈，就是那个有捐献的吗？
您是指的那个器官捐献吗？啊，对，器官捐献。我们是北京市红十字会，现在这个工作我们还正在筹备阶段。
Subject: Employee from Tianjin Red Cross. Time: December 11th, 2015.
我就想问一下，你们这里那个捐献有多少人捐呢？
什么意思？就是从建户到现在有多少人捐了吗？
对对对，有170多位，关键是有。对，这里面包括尸体捐献呢？
啊，不包括，我们这只是那个都是健康的人给那个患者去捐献。对，哦，
那从什么时候捐了一百多个捐了几年呢？哪一年？
从03年开始。
2003年到现在捐了一百多个了哈。对对对对。
Subject: Employee of Red Cross Organ Donation Office in Pudong District, Shanghai. Time: December 17th, 2015.
到现在捐了几个？上海市实现了五例。
哦，实现了5例哈。因为你说捐的这种，因为各个其他区的情况我不知道。实现了是实现了5例。哦，就是咱们上海市实现了5例是吧？对。 This is an application for a liver or kidney transplant at Transplantation Department of the Shanghai Chengzheng Hospital. It says clearly on the application that the waiting time for a liver transplant is on average 1 week. Claimed as Asia's largest transplantation center, Tianjin First Central Hospital's Eastern Transplantation Center's website shows statistics that the hospital performed 533 cases of liver transplants in 2005. The average waiting time for transplant patients was 2 weeks. So, in the USA, the country with the most developed transplantation system in the world, what is the waiting time like?
The United States has 120 million registered donors and a well-developed national internet-based donation system. Even so, the U.S. Department of Health reported in 2007 that the average waiting time for liver and kidney transplants was 2 to 3 years. I will give you an example. The former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney said in a report in 2012 that in order to get a heart for transplant surgery, he waited for nearly 2 years to get a suitable organ. Think about it. The Vice President in the United States needed to wait for more than 2 years for an organ transplant. But in China, it takes only 2 to 3 or even 1 to 2 weeks. And the fastest case was 4 hours. To investigate this, we did not just analyze the data on the internet, but we actually called the organ transplant centers in mainland China ourselves.
Subject: nurse on duty at the liver transplantation department in Shengya, second hospital affiliated to Zhongnan University. Time: March 19, 2015. An average waiting time of 1 to 2 weeks is already inconceivable. But the investigation uncovered something that's even more unbelievable. There was a so-called emergency transplant in China's organ transplant system. In China's registration of the liver transplant report of 2006, data was collected from 8,486 cases of liver transplant in 29 organ transplantation centers during the period from April 6, 2005 to December 31, 2006. 4,331 cases of those were noted as either emergency or not. There were as many as 1,150 cases that were marked as emergency liver transplants, accounting for 26.6% of the total amount.
What is an emergency liver transplant then? It is emergency surgeries completed within 72 hours for those who have severe liver necrosis. Chengzheng Hospital of the Second Military Medical University in Shanghai reported that within 3 years, from 2003 to 2006, this hospital did 120 cases of emergency liver transplants, the fastest of which was within 4 hours of admission. It was cited as an incredible miracle in medical history. There is surely a possibility that they had a supply of people whom could be killed for their organs anytime it's needed. Only under such a condition could they make the emergency liver transplant happen within hours. Thank you.
On the investigation of organ harvesting, the more difficult part is getting information from eyewitnesses on the scene. Perhaps there is a blessing from heaven. Wang Juyuan and his team did manage to get valuable information from on-site witnesses. One of them was in 2009. A Chinese armed policeman in Liaoning province told investigators from World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong how he witnessed an organ harvesting operation on a living female Falun Gong practitioner.
A policeman from Liaoning province was the armed security guard on site. On April 9, 2002, he was holding a gun to guard the door of the operation room. He was completely devastated after witnessing the process of organ harvesting from a living person, because it was too vividly horrible. He couldn't face his own conscience, and he suffered from insomnia and depression for a long time. As a result, his superior didn't let him continue to work as a policeman. A few years later, he retold his first-hand account of these crimes to us.
好，我答应你。如果我要是死了，你就找别人，或者是打听我这个，或者是把我的这个事迹做成一个文章，我倒是不是为了让他知道我，为了让更多的我出来，敢于说真话。哦，你的目的是这样子啊？哎呦，你太伟大了。没有那么伟大，我也很龌龊。
2002年4月9日，对，4月9日下午5点开始解剖，时间进行了3个小时，当时我们经历了就是得有1个星期对他的审问，严刑拷打，身上已经有无数次伤疤，并且电棍，这个。 电他已经就神志不清，神志不清，把他打的已经就是，反正又给他，他又不吃东西，然后我们强行的给他这个灌牛奶往他的胃里，然后他不喝就强行给他灌，你知道那个把他鼻子捏上，他就是人的本能就必须喝，于是维持着，他这7天受了15斤，而这个时候不知道是可能辽宁省公安厅。 某办公室吧，反正是一个挺保密的部门，派2个这个，一个是解放军沈阳陆军总医院的一个军医，还有一个是第二军大学毕业的这个具体，反正一个岁数大的一个年轻的，在这个就是某就是给他送精神病院的一个手术室，然后进行这个一套东西，然后不打任何麻药，然后这个刀啊在胸脯上。 就是他们这个手啊，一点抖都不抖。要是我下手，我一定抖了。别看我这个在武警，我端过枪，我也这个就是进行过这实弹演习，但是我也见过很多死尸。但是看到他们，我真的佩服他们这些军医，手一点也不抖，直接就带着口罩拉出来了。当时我们就是一人拿一把手枪在旁边站岗。
那个女人就嗷嗷大叫一声，说"法轮大法好"。从胸口的时候画下去的时候，她喊了"法轮大法好"，说这个你杀了我一个人，我具体大概意思就是你杀了我一个人，你还能杀了我们好几亿人的，为了自己真正的信仰被你们迫害的人吗？
嗯。
然后这个时候，那个医生军医犹豫了一下。 然后看了我一眼，又看了我们的领导一眼，然后领导点了一个头，他还继续的，然后把血管先摘的是心脏，然后再摘的是肾，等当心脏的血管一剪到一下，他就进行一阵抽搐，然后那个非常可怕的，就是我给你学下声音呢，就反正我也学不好，反正撕裂的那样式，然后就啊。 就一直这个张着大嘴，睁着2个眼睛张着大嘴，哎呀，
我不想再讲下去了。
他跟这个人的谈话录音很长的。
The interview with this police officer was very long. We just took parts of the recording for our reports. We did it according to his own will. He asked us to disclose the entire content only after he died. We have not heard of his death, so we report only on part of it. We think he is still alive.
我们觉得他活着。当时听了这录音啊，感到非常震惊。
At the time when I heard this recording, I was very shocked. It was very tragic. I did not feel that this was a simple medical procedure, organ harvesting or organ trafficking. It was a continuation of torturing Falun Gong practitioners. It was a crime against humanity.
When we talk about the army, the police, and the courts, in our common sense, we think that these are sectors to protect people. But in the interviews of a number of doctors, they said they got organs of Falun Gong practitioners from prisons, courts, 610 offices, political and legal affairs commissions, and even the army. Then what is the real situation? For the investigation on these sectors,The investigation team changed their investigation strategies. They handled these types of investigations by self-identifying as secretaries of the Communist Party leaders, the National Security Agency, or the Special Investigation Team of Central Disciplinary Committee of the Chinese Communist Party. Political and Legal Affairs Commission is an agency within the Communist Party, leading the National Judiciary.Its specific functions are to guide and coordinate the work of the People's Court, the People's Procuratorate, Public Security Agency, State Security Agency, Judicial Administrative Agency, and those judicial authorities of People's Republic of China. In June 1999, the CCP Central Committee set up the 610 Office, cooperating with the Central Political and Legal Affairs Commission, specifically for the purpose of suppressing Falun Gong.Subject. Teng Junjie, the former vice chairman of Liaoning Province Political and Legal Affairs Commission. Time, April 13th, 2012.
是原辽宁政法委副书记唐俊杰吧？
您哪位？
哦，我是中纪委薄熙来专案组的。啊，我们那个，你好，你好，这个。就是关于在薄熙来在辽宁的一些事情，我们想向你这个了解一下。
哦哦，好啊，你什么时候我什么时候去？
那个我们先那什么吧，那个我们先电话里头先那个先了解一下，如果要有必要的话，我们再给你发函，那个请你过来一下。
好。
就是有大概有几个问题吧。
你说。
头一个问题就是。在这个摘取法轮功练习者的器官做移植手术这件事情上，这个薄熙来做过什么相关指示吗？
那个我分管这个工作，那个中央直接抓这个事，影响很大嘛。联合以后，好像有，他也是正面的，好像还是正面的。那个是主要是常委会讨论呐，那好像还是正面的一些东西。你现在在什么位置啊？你问这个问题，我有点，你在什么位置啊？现在呀、啊？
If what Teng Junjie said was true, then there should be someone at the top-level leadership of the CCP also in charge of this work. The chairman of the Central Political and Legal Affairs Commission was Zhou Yongkong, who was a member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CCP Central Committee. So was this true? Subject, Li Changchun.Former member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CCP Central Committee. Time, April 17th, 2012.
喂，这个是李长春同志吗？
啊，是啊。
啊，我是这个罗干办公室的张主任。这个， 那个我们这罗干同志这个睡觉了，然后他有那个几句话让我那什么，转告您一下。
嗯，
那个他们好像是说，我们得到消息说想在您这个，离开这个期间，还有这个咱们贾庆林这个离开期间，这是想这个用这个，摘取在押这个法轮功练习者的器官做器官移植手术这件事情给薄熙来他们定罪。这当时那个，
你问苏永康，
那个当时
苏永康具体管这个事儿，他知道。好了，你让我秘书再接着跟你说。
In the phone conversation with Li Changchun, he mentioned that Zhou Yongkang was in charge of this matter. From a logical point of view, this was consistent with the fact that Tong Junjie, a member of the Liaoning Provincial Political and Legal Affairs Commission, admitted that he himself was in charge. Subject: Staff member at the Intermediate People's Court, Jinzhou City, Liaoning Province. Time, May 22nd, 2006.
哎喂，哎，请问是锦州中级人民法院刑议厅吗？
对。
我只知道2001年开始，我们一直都是在跟呢法院呢、看守所呀，就是拿那个年轻的、健康的那种练法轮功的那种肾源供体啊、现在的话就是少了。所以现在我们不知道你们这个法院还能不能提供就是这样的供体。
那得看你们那条件吧，得领导跟领导商量。你那条件好了，我们估摸还能提供。
是吧？
啊，对，看你那啥情况。这个我会把你这个情况向我们厅长汇报，如果有必要的话，我们厅长自然会跟你联系。
So is the military system involved in organ harvesting? And is CCP's top level aware of the situation? Subject: Former Minister of National Defense Liang Guanglie. Time: May 4th, 2012 through 10, during his visit to the United States.
喂，那个您是那国防部梁光烈部长吗？
您哪一位啊？
哦，我是那个我们那个有几个简短的问题问您一下。这个他这个王立军最近几天跟我们有一个新的，就是那提供了一新的情况啊，就是他曾经跟这个部队的这个医院合作呀，用这个在押的这个法轮功练习者的器官做器官移植手术，这个这方面的研究。所以那个请您跟我们那个介绍一下，就是这个部队的这些三甲医院用这个在押的法轮功练习者的器官做器官移植手术这方面的事情。
你这个有两个事儿啊，告诉你啊。一个是我在国外。你这个电话打来以后，我不好证实你的身份。啊，第二个，他这个说是你说的那个事情。我也不管这个事儿。
这是属于那个，是不是应当属于总后勤部负责呢？
那你要去问问他们谁管这个事儿。
就是这个，就是您那个在您的做那个总参谋长这个期间，那个有没有听说过这个这方面的事情？
听说过，因为我是管军事工作，我不管那个后勤医疗的事儿。
那如果当时那个如果部队负责看管一些这个器官移植供体的话，那这个事情
我接受这个事儿
啊，就是那个军委开会的时候，那个有没有讨论过这个事情呢？
讨论过这个事情
啊。
Subject: Bai Shuzhong, the former Minister of Health in the General Logistics Department of the military. Time: September 30th, 2014.
喂，
是原总后卫生部白淑忠部长吗？
啊，你是哪里啊？
哦，我们有一些情况想向你了解一下啊。
你怎么着？你什么时间有什么事儿？你说。
是这样，就是在您那个担任这个总后 卫生部长的时候啊，就是就是摘取在押法轮功人员器官做器官移植手术这件事情，是当时的总后部长王克布置的任务，还是军委直接下达的命令呢？
当时是江主席啊，
嗯，
对一个有一个批示，
嗯，
有一个批示的话，就是说，
嗯，
啊，说开展这些这些事情，就是器官移植。
嗯嗯。
后来江主席听说有一个批示，
嗯，
就是人员卖肾做手术，这个应该说就是开展肾移植的不单是军队地方，因为那时候江很重视这个问题，很重视这个问题。
谁很重视这个问题？
江啊，当时啊，在位的时候啊，
嗯，
还是很重视这个问题。啊，都有批示的。
您是那个在从98年至2004年担任这个？
对对对，担任卫生部长，总后卫生部长，98年到04年。
So among the current members of the political bureau of the CCP Central Committee.Is anyone aware that Jiang Zemin was the culprit behind forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners? Following the suggestions from experts on China issues, World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong initiated an investigation on Zhong Gaoli, a current member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CCP Central Committee, who was considered having a close relationship with Jiang Zemin.
Zhang Gaoli was about to visit Kazakhstan, and we decided that this was a very good opportunity. So we closely observed Zhang Gaoli's whereabouts. We figured out his flights and hotel. Before his plane landed, we were able to get his number. When he just arrived at the hotel,Maybe even before he settled down. We called his liaison officer, who handed the phone to him.
Subject: Zhang Gaoli, member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CCP Central Committee, Vice Premier of the State Council. Time: June 24th, 2015.
这样的，我是。江泽民同志办公室的刘秘书啊，这个
刘秘书你好，
哎你好，江泽民同志呢有几句话让我转告你，说最近啊有上万名法轮功习练者向最高检察院啊控，说最近有上万名法轮功习练者向最高检察院控告江泽民同志，说追究江泽民同志下令摘取了几百万法轮功学员器官的责任。说江泽民同志很担忧这个事啊，他希望您呢在政治局讨论的时候一定要阻止追究这件事儿啊，你能做到吗？啊，你要知道这个追究几百万这个活在法轮功学员器官这件事责任很大很重，您知道吗？您领奖的。
我现在常常很吃饭。
啊，对。
当下回去。嗯。
对。我就说你回去了以后啊，这个事回去了以后，这个事你得要。
你先请江主席放心吧啊。
好。
好。
还有一个，我想问一下啊。你说。
啊。
还有就是现在。好，行，那你一定要得阻止这件事情啊！你要知道，这个追究江泽民下令采取几百万法轮功学员器官的这事情，责任很重很严重啊！啊。好。
好。
那行。
好。
那你这个事一定，那你这个事情一定要回去抓紧啊！有还有一个，这个剩下的一些这个法轮功训练者也得处理好啊，不能出纰漏，好吗？那就这样啊。
好，
再见。
我们就以江泽民的秘书刘秘书。
When we called him, we posed as Secretary Liu of Jiang Zemin's office.Saying there were tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners accusing Zhang of ordering forced organ harvesting for millions of live Falun Gong practitioners. This was a very serious issue that Zhang would be responsible for. Do you, Zhang, know that? He confirmed, and we asked him to prevent the investigation on this matter at the meetings with the Standing Committee of the Politburo. We mentioned 4 times that President Jiang Zemin ordered the organ harvesting from millions of live Falun Gong practitioners and stressed that this responsibility was very large, very heavy, and very serious. He promised, without any doubt, opposition or excuse, that he would for sure prevent the investigation and asked Jiang Zemin not to worry.
As the investigation went more and more in-depth, Wang Zhiyuan and his team were more and more distressed. It was not only a matter of thousands or tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners whose organs were forcibly harvested. These were state-sanctioned activities. It's not difficult to imagine how many Falun Gong practitioners have been murdered under the Chinese Communist regime. June 22, 2016. Former Canadian Secretary of State in the Asian Pacific region, David Kilgore, senior investigative journalist Ethan Gutman, and Canadian human rights lawyer David Matus jointly issued the latest investigative report of forced organ harvesting by the Chinese Communist Party at the United States National Press Club. According to the report, the number of prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners, was staggering.
Through a lot of investigation, we found that after the year 2000, the scale of organ transplantation in mainland China has become shockingly large. More than 9,500 organ transplant surgeons from 865 hospitals are suspected of having participated in the live organ harvesting. Among them, 712 hospitals have performed liver and kidney transplants. According to our investigation, how many hospitals would perform an average of 2,000 to 3,000 cases of organ transplantations per year? There are 96 such hospitals. This figure is terrifying. We cannot believe that it is true. So we can only talk about a large scope and that such possibility exists. However, we cannot affirm such a large number. With various types of information and a massive amount of evidence, it's proven that a large number of Falun Gong practitioners have been live organ harvested in mainland China. However, how many specifically? We have exposed this information, and we hope that the international community will conduct an in-depth investigation and obtain a real conclusion.
June 13, 2016, the U.S. House of Representatives passed H. Res. 343 through a vote by voice, which called on the Chinese Communist Party to immediately stop forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. Li Shangchun, Director of Foreign Affairs Office at World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, MD.
House Resolution 343, for the first time, openly acknowledged that the U.S. government knows about the existence of forced organ harvesting and about its massive scale. One key point is that the resolution points out that it is an activity by the government, calling it state-sanctioned, which is approved by the government. This is totally different from other forms of organ trafficking by small underground groups. This is a state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting crime that has never existed before in history.
After HRES 343 passed, the major media in the United States and other parts of the world began to pay attention to forced organ harvesting in China. Israel and Taiwan passed legislation prohibiting organ transplant trips to China. However, this is yet far from enough. In China, the killing machine has been functioning for more than a decade. A few condemnations and a few protests are not enough to stop it.
那这个人呢，一旦这个才卷入到这个杀人的这个机器里面。
Once a person is involved in this killing machine and enticed by such incredible amounts of money, he could then kill anyone, not just Falun Gong practitioners, but anyone. It's only a matter of scale.
In 2016, Wang Zhiyuan and his team continued to investigate. April 19, 2016, Gao Yixi, a Falun Gong practitioner in Mudanjiang City, Heilongjiang Province, was illegally arrested to the Yuanming Community Police Office. On April 30th, his family was notified that Gao Yixi was dead. In a phone interview, Zhu Jiabin, section chief of the 610 office in Mudanjiang City, admitted openly that Gao's organs were taken and sold. Subject: Zhu Jiabin, section chief of the 610 office in Mudanjiang City. Time: June 21st, 2016.
你把人器官摘完了，那就没事了。 朱家斌呐，卖了啊！我卖都卖了，卖了都可以了。你就说的这么轻巧啊？那高一喜要是你的亲兄弟，你也这样说话吗？朱家斌呐，
那这不是人的，不是人的玩意儿，怎么就出了吗？太阳破肚就摘了，就卖了呗。
你们参与活摘高一喜器官，你还这样说话？
你良心没有了，你的良心何在呀？有啊。啊，你迫害好人，你把人家扑通扑通跳呢。你还这样说话？不是，我刚才跟你说了，你现在要有胆量啊，站在我面前，我一样把你活摘了。你我跟你说啊，
老子外号，
叫屠夫。
我跟你说啊，你还有人性吗？你还是人吗？
下回吧，下回给我打电话，别叫我名，我改名了，我现在叫屠夫。
To the slaughter, gone without trace. Doctor, how could you fall so far from grace? Breath in their lungs, their bodies still warm. Their organs are stolen and sold to the world. And the animals upstairs take a slice of Falun Gong. Lambs to slaughter, sons and daughters, tears are falling, we haven't forgotten. Lambs to slaughter, made to order, tears are falling, we haven't forgotten you. Plastic-filled veins, corpses lined up like a circus display. Mothers with babies unborn in their wombs, they were tortured to death, now defiled in their tombs. And unknowingly we gawk as the devil takes his dues. Lambs to slaughter, sons and daughters, tears are falling, we haven't forgotten. Lambs to slaughter, made to order, tears are falling, we haven't forgotten you. Ooh. And the surgeons kill for the regime. We pray for the day when bodies wash clean and the people are free. People are free.
Innocent lives can we stand back and let these people die? No, we gotta stand up, stand up, stand up. No, we gotta stand. Stand up, stand up, stand up for lambs to slaughter, sons and daughters, tears are falling, we haven't forgotten. Lambs to slaughter, made to order, tears.